Okay, good. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. A good to welcome everybody. In this week's Sedra, the Parsha of Vayigash, we read the dramatic revelation on the part of Yosef, who is the vizier, or whatever the exact title is, viceroy in Egypt, and he ends the charade by revealing himself to his brothers, and then he embraces his brothers, and the Pasuk says, the first source, Perek Mem, hey, Pasuk Gedalad, his closest embrace was with his brother Binyamin. That was his only full brother, right, to the same mother. Binyamin fell on his neck and cried, and Yosef fell on Binyamin's neck and cried, and Binyamin fell on his neck, they both cried. And I'll be pashtus, of course, I spoke about this a little bit there, Hadrush Shal. So this time, the pashtus is, it was an emotional moment, and that's what it's all about. However, Rashi tells us that there was something else behind the scenes over here, and in the second source, what was he crying about? What was Yosef crying about? Al shnei miktashos. Shasidin lios pechel toshabinyamin v'sofa lechard. He was crying over the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second, which were in the chelek of Binyamin. The Beis HaMikdash was in the section of Eretz Yisrael, which was under Binyamin. Yerushalayim was in Yehuda, but where the Beis HaMikdash was, it was the Shem and Binyamin. They matched, right? They kind of adjacent, half and half. Yeah, some of the precincts in the Beis HaMikdash were part of Yehuda. But anyway, it says in the Chumash, in the Bracha of Binyamin and Parashat Sabracha, Vein Ksef of Shochein, that's where the Sheva was, that's where the Beis HaMikdash was. So Yosef cried about that. The next Rashi, Binyamin Bracha of Sabracha, Binyamin cried, Al Mishkan Shiloh, Shrasi Dos Mechach, Koshe Yosef, the Sof of the Chorin. And it cried for the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was Yosef's territory. Okay, so we have to understand exactly what it is symbolically, but I don't go into that now. Rashi didn't fabricate this, as a Gemara Megillah, Daf Tes Daf Beis, source 3. To tip the Chazal off a little bit, it says Tzavarei, the plural, necks. He cried on the necks of Binyamin. So the Gemara asked, Kama Tzavar and Havala Binyamin, how many necks did the guy have? Right? Most people have only one neck. So what did he cry on his necks? Yeah, I was thinking maybe a double chin, right? But don't say that. I don't know. So Amar V'lazer, Bochav Shnei Mikdashim, Shara Sidin Leos Mechal Kosh Binyamin. V'asin Lecharav. Binyamin Rachal Tzavar, Bochav Mishkan Shilo, Shara Sidin Leos Mechal Kosh Binyamin. So that's the Gemara Megillah, Dr. Zayin, that Rashi is citing in his parish on the Chumash. It's interesting, Rashi there in the Gemara, the fourth source, in Tazayim and Beis Megillah, says, Kama Tzavarin Hayolol Binyamin. That's not a proper gears. It shouldn't be. He says, because the word tzavarei is very often in the plural, meaning one. Certain words, it can be understood as being one. Like, for example, panim, your right. Face, right? Panim. You only have one face. You only have one, right. Right, I have a face of a person. Panim is a plural form, so he said the same thing here. So Rashi doesn't go for that. Drasha he cites, but doesn't cite. That's why the Chumash probably doesn't cite the beginning of the Drasha. The Maharsha and the Chiddush HaGadol there, discusses, the fact is that despite Rashi's comment, it's in all the manuscripts and it doesn't seem to be a scribal error. And so he says, okay, sometimes it means one, but it can also mean two. You can read through the Maharsha, I don't want to read the whole thing now. But he basically says that it should be, the Girsa is correct. And sometimes it does mean Lashon Rabbim, at least it can mean Lashon Rabbim, prompting the Maharsha's question. But at the end, the Maharsha discusses, but what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, it's two necks, whatever, the Lashon Rabbim. What does it have to do? So the Maharsha refers to the Pasuk, which I printed in the sixth or Shir Hashir and Perek Dalad, Pasuk Dalad, which says, Kimigdal David Savarech, Bonel Salpios, and so on. Kimigdal David Savarech. Okay, this is in Shir Hashir. Now, first of all, when it says Migdal David, that's got nothing to do at all with the place that we call Migdal David today. You go to the old city right by Shar Yafo, there's a structure called Migdal David. There's a wonderful museum there with the history of Yerushalayim, and they have it out at night. They have all kinds of light shows and so on. Very, very beautiful, not in my opinion. But anyway, that's called Migdal David or David City. It has nothing to do with David HaMelech, built many years later in the time of Herod. Okay, but anyway, and it's certainly not the... Maybe, but there's nothing in this about Migdal, about Migdal David. Being David HaMelech, whatever it is, but it says Tzavar, this passage in Jerushim is not talking about the Migdal David that we refer. But anyway, it's referring to something, Migdal David Tzavarech, so the Medrash in Jerushim Rabbah, Parashat Dalet there, in the seventh source, Ke Migdal David Tzavarech, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. So we find, as the Maharsha was pointing to, the word Tzavar, meaning an act, that has in other contexts a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. That accounts for Rosh Chazal, that says, Vayipol al Tzavarei v'nyaman achim, that has something with the Beis HaMikdash, because the word Tzavar is sometimes used somehow in biblical literature to refer to the Beis HaMikdash. And Lama, the Beis HaTzavar, what's that got to do with the Tzavar? So he says, The Medrash says in the seventh, Shekol Yomisha Beis Hamikdash Bono Yivakayim Hayu Tzavaran She Yisrael Parshman Uz Olam. The Beis Hamikdash is a sign of pride that we can hold our necks up high, so to speak, right? When there was a Beis Hamikdash, so Klal Yisrael could hold their head up high with pride. And the Kevin Shecharev, once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, so then Kaviyachol Nichmach Tzavar, and then our necks are bent over. You know, it's, again, it's symbolic. The Pasuk says, Shavayit is going to lose him, and so on, the Beis Hamikdash. And also, Davar Acher, Mat Tzavar Zeh Nosun Begavol Shel Odom, just like the neck is, supports the top part of the human being's body, as opposed to an animal, let's say, so too the Beis Hamikdash is the top of the world, and has many, many beautiful things to it. The Beis Hamikdash also has beauty, so in various references, not mentioned in Shirshim Rabbah, to the Tzavar referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Just as a side point, there's a Gemara, not on the word Tzavarech, but it says, Bonui L'Salpios, Talpiot, there's a name in Rishon, Talpiot, right? That's this possible Talpiot, Bonui L'Talpiot, so that the Gemara uses on Brochus, Aflam Rabbah Aleph, and so it's, hey, Tanar Bonan, we all know you're supposed to face towards Eretz, towards Yerushalayim when you dab, right? Suma, you have a blind person. The guy doesn't know what direction. Today on your phone, they can tell you what direction. But, you know, people don't know how to, the guy's stuck in the middle of nowhere. He's at the dab quickly, or he lost his phone, or ran out of, like mine, he ran out of juice, whatever, so he can't figure out, and he has to daven. And then the Gemara, this is a famous Gemara, right? Haya Omer b'chutz l'aretz, yichaven es libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. If a person is chutz l'aretz, he should direct Eretz Yisrael. It was in Yerushalayim, the face towards the Beis Hamikdash. The shuls in Yerushalayim face different directions. We were relative to where the old city is. Right? You ever seen some people by the coastal of Maravi, they tilt a little bit to the left. You've been on a tunnel tour. As you go inside, you can see where they think is opposite of Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's further inside, further to the left. So there's some people, myself, good question. Maybe the whole area is, I do it also. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara says. Anyway, and the three dots that I left is always because it's more backs over psukim. Anyway, Nimsa, three lines at the bottom. Omid b'mizrach machzi part of the marim. If you're in the east, you face toward the west. If you're in the west, you face toward the east, south, et cetera, et cetera. Nimsu, two lines at the bottom. Kol yisoh mechavn et liba l'makom echad. Every Jew is davening in the same direction. Omar avri, tem ravina, my crow, this pasuk. Kemigdal David Savarech Bonil Salpios. Salpios, the plain words, tail, Shekol Pios, Ponim Sham. Right, it's a tail, a hill, a mound. It's a mountain, right? It's a mountain towards which all now is to face. Direct their thoughts, yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. It should really face south. Poland, at least, is still a little bit to move. Let's say Moscow is almost directly above. But, right. Yeah, I wonder where they face. Yeah. Moscow, I think, is a little face. I think Poland is still. Yeah, but it's a good horror. They may have not have known the geography that well, or it was somewhat to the east, but it's a good horror. I mean, I don't know. All right. Yeah. It's not man. I mean, again, certainly the Arab, you know, in the Arab countries, they faced west. But, you know, the Jews from those countries didn't fare by us. Right? But right, they're called Maroc, right. Anyway, that's the, okay, I have the rest, you're fine. All right, but anyway, so one way or another, this pasuk, Savore, Binyamin, refers to the Beis Hamikdash, and that's what Yosef was crying over, the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. So it's instructive, perhaps once in a while, to remind ourselves of the importance or what should be the centrality of the Beis Hamikdash. And I want to just go through some dinim that relate to the our noting Churban today. The one that I'm not going to speak of as really Shir in its own right is about refraining from music. It's a big subject, and the other time it's actually not in the Gemara that we're going to focus on primarily. It's in a different Gemara, but that's the one I'm not going to do. To begin with, there is a statement at the beginning of Brachas Gimel Amud Aleph, Source 10. Amar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Derab Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla. There are three sort of shifts. The night is divided into three parts. Every night is divided into three parts, and this Medrash, that's because that comes into the Gemara there about the Sovzman Kriyashma Shal Arvis, you know, being the first. Mishmar. But anyway, I'll call Mishmar comes Baruch Omer. On every point, every shift, the change of shift, so to speak, comes Baruch Omer. Oy Levonai Shemavanoseim Hechravtis Beisi. Woe to my children, because of their sins, I had to destroy my Beis Hamikdash. The Saraftis Hecholi, Behi Glisim Levei Numus Olam, I had to burn the Beis Hamikdash and send them into Golas. And therefore, the Gemara says, V'roi L'chol Yirei Shamayim, She Meitzar V'doig Ba'osa Sho'a. Those hours, people who are Yirei Shamayim should be concerned or you know, perturbed, disturbed about the Churban. And that's the concept to some extent of Tikkun Chatzos, you know, not too many people I know recite Tikkun Chatzos printed in all the regular Sidurim.
They
were different, right? I didn't come to Chatzos all the time. Kemoshe Nemar, Kumi Roni Balayla, Verod L'Rosh HaShmuros. That's a pasuk in Eicha. Perek Beis, pasuk Yutes, the second paragraph of Eicha says, Kumi Roni Balayla, L'Rosh HaShmuros, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Nochach Mei Hashem, etc. So we're supposed to call out, this is more than the Beis HaMikdash. This is not talking about Tisha B'Av on the 9 days or the 3 weeks. It's about all the time. All the time. And in fact, this Gemara, while it's an Agadic Gemara, makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, Siman Aleph of Aruch Haim, the very first Siman Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Siv Gimel, Roy L'choli Rei Shemaim, She Meitar V'Doig, Achum Reis HaMikdash. That's the Siv in the Shulchan Aruch. A person who considers himself a God-fearing person should be cognizant of the absence of the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. Again, this is Siman Aleph of Aruch Haim. It's not talking about on Tisha B'Av, or we have a Tuesday B'Av Sarbet Tevis, or besides all that. Okay, this is on all the time. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments in Katan Yud 14, Shei Meitav Al Torah Batfili Ebesimcha. Doesn't mean you walk around depressed and sad every minute. That also not okay. When you daven, when you learn, Shei Besimcha. But then in Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shalah that this is the origin. This Gemara, it's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel. It's in the Rush. Okay, I skipped it over. But if you look in the Rush, in back into number 11, Brachas Siman Aleph Sif Perak Aleph Sif Siman Beis Siman Beis. He quotes. I read it wrong before. I'm sorry. The Gemara did not mention Roy L'Chol Yerei Shemayim. The Gemara just said, I'm sorry, if you look back in source 10, all the Gemara said was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sad at these hours. The Rush, the Rishonim, extended, therefore we should respond. Okay, I read the Rush instead of the Gemara. The Gemara is in source 10, Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara just said HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and wails and cries over the fact that he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile the Jews. The Rush adds at the end of 11, the Parak Aleph Siman Beis Brachos, V'roy, therefore, Roy L'Chol Yerei Shemayim, then we should do it. The Rush adds that there's some ramification of this Gemara, and that's what makes it into the Shofar. Just to clarify, I apologize. So in Simchat Yud Aleph, moving to 14, the Mishnah Berurah comments, the name of the Shalom, and this is printed in most of the Durim, Shebechol Suda Yomar Al Naros Bovel. Before benching, many people do it, or sometimes do it at least, it's printed before Birchas HaMazon. There's a little paragraph of Tehillim, Kuflam and Zayin, Al Maros Bavel, which speaks about, actually contains the famous Tzukim, Meshkochechu, Shalayim, Tishkach, Ebini, Tidbak, Lashon, Lechik, etc. It's printed, that's where it comes from, Al Maros Bavel. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Al Maros Bavel should be what people recite whenever you eat. And it was Shabbos, Lechain B'Yom, Sh'enom, Mem Tachanun, it's Shabbos, a Yontif or something. Yomar, this I think is more common, Yomar Shira Maros, Shiva Shem Etzion, Shiva Etzion, right? So we do, according to this Gemara, this is one din, as to remember the Churban every time we eat. Okay, again, for whatever reason, Alnar's Bavel maybe is not so commonly people, not so killed at the, whatever the reason may be, but on Shabbos, everybody sings Shira Malas, right? Shira Malas with Shuvah Shem Tzion, right? To remember the Beis HaMikdash, remember the Churban. So this is a din that, again, the Gemara said, the Shalosh seems to say Shuvah all the time, some people are Machbid, but at least on Shabbos. So that's one practice. The other practice I'd like to look at this evening is based on a Gemara in Bava, are based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, Samach Amid Beis, source 15, very end of the parak called Cheskas Abatim. The Gemara says as follows. It's a very instructive Gemara on many levels. Tan Rabbanan, we'll look back and forth in 15 and 16, the Rashbam. That part of Bava Basra has no comment to Rashi, just the Rashbam. So anyway, Tan Rabbanan, Kishachar Abayis Bishniya, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ravu Purushim B'Yisrael, there were many pious people, good Jews in among the Jews there, who decided shelo lechol basar v'lo lishtos yayin. We're not going to eat meat or drink wine anymore, ever. Okay, that's it. We're not going to drink wine anymore. So nitvah of Yeshua. So the great Talmud Yeshua was alive at that time. Amar lahen bonai mitnei ma iatem oklin basar enatem shosin yayin. How come you don't want to eat meat and drink wine anymore? So amar lo nochal basar shemenu makrivin al gamizbeach. We should eat meat, which reminds us of the animal, the meat that was thrown onto the Mizbeach, which now there's no more Mizbeach. How can we eat meat? Nishta Yayin, Achshav Boto, right? Nishta Yayin, Sheminaskan al Gabba Mizbeach, Achshav Boto. We should drink wine. Wine was the Nesachim, the wine libations on the Mizbeach. How can we drink wine? So Yeshua said to him, I hear, Im Kain Lechem Onocha, shouldn't eat bread either. I shouldn't eat bread either, Lechem Onocha, because, you know, Shekvar Boto Menochas. Right, all of the Daf Yomi just finished Menachos no longer, right? There are all these flour offerings. There shouldn't be bread either. So they said, Enochanami, good. Efshar b'peros. Efshar b'peros. As Rashi says, Rashbam rather says in 16, you're right. You're right. We're not going to eat bread anymore either. You're right. They said, we'll just eat fruit. So he said to them, one second, okay, Peres lo nochal shekvar batlu bikurim. A mitzvah to bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim, the bikurim. So they can't eat fruit either. They said, okay, efshar b'peres acherim. We'll bring the type of fruits you don't bring. As Rashbam explains, she'aim b'bikurim elam shivas haminim. Bikurim were only brought from the fruits from the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael. So we'll eat bananas and oranges instead. Okay? So then he said, mayim onishta. We can't drink water either because shekvar batel nisuch hamayim. On Sukkot, they poured the water on his back, right? We know, it's like, can't do that, can't drink water. So obviously, at that point, Shoskut, that's no way, you're right, we're stuck. You know, we're going to do all these things, and we're stuck. So Amar lehen, Bonai, Bo of Amar lehen, let me explain. Shalolis, Aber, Kol, Ikari, Afshar, Shekhar, Nigzer, Igzer. Not to mourn Yerushalayim and the Chorban, oh, we can't do that. This terrible Igzer is passed by, because we can't just ignore it. On the other hand, it was Abel Yosef, Idai, Efshar. But to go overboard and mourn too much is no good. She'ain goes with Xerolat Tzibur, Elim Kain Robot Tzibur Yachol Amabol. He can't impose this on people. They can't eat meat and drink wine and fruits and bread. What do you eat? String beans all day? I mean, it's got to be something. You know, you can't survive. Right? It can't impose it on a Tzibur. And he brings a raya for that. Tzibur Me'era Tem Ne'orim. Loses and Koma Goy Kulo. I want to look at the Pesuk. I printed it on the next page. It's Pesuk Malachi. Tupsuk Malachi Per Gimel. Pesuk in Tesnu. Happens to be from the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. It says, "Bameira tem ne'arim ve'osei tam koma go kulo havias kol ha'mais." Anyway, what it means is Rashbam fills it in towards the top. It was accepted that you have to bring ma'aser, but nevertheless, people did tricky things. It was too much, and so tem kovim is be tricky. So the Rashbam fills in the blanks. He tells us basically that the people accepted we're going to do this bameira with a curse. You know, the penalty of a curse. But they found out this way is you can't do something that's too much for people to keep. That's the basic idea of it. Okay, then. Okay. So
yes, man, I'll give you.
Yeah, reward. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, Elakach continues to be sure. I don't go to that now. Back into 15, line 6. Elakach Amru Chachamim. Here's what the Chachamim said. There are certain things, indeed, we are going to refrain from. We're not going to say you can't eat meat and drink wine, eat bread and eat fruit, you can't drink water, but certain things. And here, this is what I want to speak about. You're plastering your house with, you know, fancy white plaster. So you should leave a small amount unplastered, just plain sheetrock, right, without plastering. Leave it open. Kama, amol amo. Okay, so one amo by one. It's not that much, but it's something. Can I get a pesa? It should be opposite the door. Okay, good. That's one thing. Another thing, Osa Adam Kol Tzarchei Suda or Mishaya Davar Muat. When you make a fancy meal, leave something out. You know, make a fancy party, a fancy banquet, a fancy dinner party, leave something out. Mahi Amar Papa, Kasa the Harsan. Some type of a dish, a fish, whatever. Osa Isha Kol Tachshitel or Mishaya Davar Muat. The one puts on jewelry, you leave something off that you didn't put on. Mahi Amar Basit, again, some type of a jewel. Shanema, what's the source of all of this? So that's the pasuk in Al Naras Bava, Yemeshkachech, Yerushalayim, Tishva, Tishka, Chanini, Tidbak, Wasalam, Chiki, etc. And then it says, in Al Yerushalayim, Al Rosh Simchasi. So the Gemara asks, my Al Rosh Simchasi? So it mentions another practice. Amar Yitzchak, Ze Efer Makles Shem Rosh Chasanim. They put ashes on the heads of a chasim. Amar Popol Abai Hechom Anachlo, where in the head of the chasim? Welcome to Philin Shinemar, Pazin Cheskel, Sumla, Bele, Tzion, Los Hazan, Peretach, Zay, Peretzon. And then the Gemara says, Vachalam, Misabel, Yushalayim, Zoche, Verov, Simchosa, somebody who is Misabel, properly mourned, Yushalayim, will be Zoche to see it happen in Shinemar, Simcha, Shalayim, etc. And the Gemara ends, Tanya, Omer, Bishmol, Belisha, Miom, Shechor, Be, Simchos, Dinu, Shinigzar, Latzmin, Shalalecha, Bosva, Lo, Shushayim. Bishmol says, it's true, we should really have these extreme reactions, that's how terrible it was. Ella, and he goes into the Elatibur, Elam Khan Rabatibur, Yocho, Lamad Bos. So that's the famous one at the end of Parak Cheskos Abatim. Okay, we can look in the Rashbam. This Kasa, the Harsana is Kaora Shal Maicho, Dogim, Mitugonim, Mishamnon, Bisola. Some kind of a fried fish, you know, mixed with bread and fish or something like that. Okay, Basid is also some type of thing they wore in there, like a, they call it a headband or something. All right, and Efer Makla is the ashes put on the chosim peretach. I have the psukim printed here. So first of all, 18 is in Al Naras Bavel Tilim Parakuf Lamed Zayim Psukim Hayin Vav. We all know these psukim. Meshkachech Ushlaim Tishkach Chemini Tidbak Ushlaim Lachik etc. In Yeshayahu Parak Samach Aleph Pasuk Gimel Lasum Lavele Tzion Laseflam Per Tachas Efer. Tefillin are called Per. You play on words Per and Efer, so they put the ashes on Mokum Tefillin. But if we observe the morning of Yerushalayim properly, so that's the Pasuk Yeshayah Parak Samach Vav Pasuk Yud. The end of Yeshayah, when we read that in the Shabbos or Shkodesh, right? We will not last week. It was Chanukah. Simchus Yerushalayim V'Gilu B'Kalavah Sisu Yitamasos Kolam Sablam Alel. Whoever's Miss Abba will be able to rejoice. Okay, so therefore we see certain takanas that the Gemara indicates that the Chachamim made as a Zeichel HaKorban. Okay, again, in addition, there's a different Gemara about music, which we're not talking about today. The Psalm Sofer, in his Perish Tov HaBasa, not Daf, Psalm Konveh, in 21, just notes, was wondering, these people who originally stopped eating meat and drinking wine, he said, well, where did they get that from? After all, we don't find that after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, they imposed that after the first Beis HaMikdash, they were mistaken certain fast days, including this, Tuzas Arba Tevis, and that's it. Right? He says, Ma Ola Al Das, or Tarach Yen, Ma Ola Al Das has Perushim, these are from Jews, Rechum Bay Shen, it's Abel Yoster, Masha Tikna Neviim, Rechum Bay Swishon. Right? They went further, they don't, Tzum Dalat Tzomos. Okay? And not only that, well, okay, forget, so whatever that we give the answer, but the Chacham themselves made these Xeris not to put plaster. Why? It's going beyond what they did by the by Shrishon. So he says, it's interesting. So my show asked is, but Alkenios and Elias Dieti, four lines down. Churban by Shrishon is Gala Kotsu Ayin Shonim. How long was the Churban by Shrishon? 70 years. And they knew that in advance in the rule of the MEO. They knew it was going to be 70 years. They know they're going to come back. It was said, okay? But okay, so they made the mourning. But Bayisheni Shalom is Gala Kitzo. Bayisheni would never no Haftacha. There's no pasuk in the Novi that says how long it's going to last. And he says V'chol Yom V'Yonah. Every day it gets worse. And Kosher Ma'od. And say we have to be Misabel more. So the Chacham Sofer, you can read through it. Points out that we are unfortunately in a Bayisheni because it's been such a long Galus and a worse Galus in many ways, and there's no particular guaranteed date for the end. So therefore, we take it further. I printed the Rashash in 22, the Daf Samach Beis. The reason people stopped doing certain things is because they assumed that all of these things only existed for the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashash says, as the Medrash Rabbah, that gold is only in the world for the Beis HaMikdash. And this is only in the world for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what they assumed about everything. And without the Beis HaMikdash, we can't enjoy any of these pleasures. Okay, as a side point, I do want to mention the following. Even though the practice of these Purushim was rejected based on Yeshua's explanation, you can't go overboard. Nonetheless, we do have a practice, important, of course, in Hilchos Tishabov, or Chaim Sim Tovkuf Nun Aleph Sittes, Yesh Nohagim 23, Shalo Lecho Basar, Lo Lishtos Yayin B'Shabbos Zu. Shabbos here doesn't mean Shabbos, it's the week of Tishabov. The nine, we call the 9 days, Shavu Shechalbo. Okay, Yesh Mosiv Rosh Chodesh Aletimit. Some people already have their practice starting Rosh Chodesh, what we call the 9 days, right? And some people even for sure with Tammuz, and the Ramo is, we put away the Shechita, and I have no meat and wine during the 9 days. That practice is not recorded in the Gemara. Notice how that practice, that the Siftes, they start, Yesh Noagim. There's such a custom, okay? And again, it's widespread. We know about it today, the Ashkenazim, the whole 9 days, and Sfaradim the week of Tisha B'Av itself, Shavuot Shechalbo, abstain from meat and wine, but it's not in the Gemara. Okay, so the question is, where exactly does it come from? Yesh Nogim, where did the minute come from? So the Vilna Gaon, in the Bir HaGro there, it's in the Tavkuf Nanal of Sivtes, quotes this Gemara in Baba Basra, as if to say, that Enochanami, we don't paskin like these Perushim, because it's Xavier Sheinat Sibu Yachal, I tell people they can't have meat, they can't have wine, it's too much for people. But you know what, says the Gaon, for 9 days you can survive. I don't know, today it's on the 9 days because there's somebody to see him every night. But, that's a different discussion. But the basically, that's what the Gemara is saying. This Gemara is probably, he says, the Mukher, at least that time of year, at least around Tisha B'Av time, you know what, we can cut back a little bit on the meat and wine. And they said, that's the Mukher, right? And
Gemara there, Rabbi Yoshua, there are certain things they have to do. Didn't mention it.
Right, but
the cement,
but the earlier part of the way he said you're wrong. You can't
kiss
too much of people. The Gemara says, but at least for the 9 days. In other words, they did it all the time. These Purushim that he was talking about at the beginning wanted not to eat meat and wine, period, ever. So that Yeshua said no. So Gaon says, okay, but for a few days around Tisha B'Av, we can talk into it. So that the practice didn't disappear entirely. That's what I have to mention. Okay, now getting to the issue, the first thing the Gemara mentioned about plastering the house. Okay, that says you're supposed to leave an area unfinished when you're plastering a house, building a new house. And it's supposed to be by the doorway. That's how the Bionasan Milunil on the Riff and Tainis, Yoram Beis and Pais the Riff, Efshar, Repes, Kenegar, Pesach. Why? Why do we do it there by the doorway? Same reason why Hanukkah candles, right? She is Kravelis, Techev, she comes with Pesach. Right? You'll notice it, right, when you walk in, right? The first thing you think of, and the first thing you notice when you come in, the Maharal Miprag, the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Perakov Gimel, Leficha, 26, Leficha, Adam Sod, Beis of Asir, Maneach, Amal Amashaino Sod, Kenegar, Pesach, why? It's not so noticeable. Okay, you leave a part of your boiler room unpleasant, so nobody's going to notice, right? The idea is that it should be seen, that something's missing. Okay, can I get a Pesach? That should be one of the most attractive places in the house. When you first walked in, it should be one of the most beautiful things you see. And so you'll realize it there. That's that if they get a Pesach. Anyway, the Rambam brings us the halacha in the fifth parak of Ilchus Tainis, parak Hahei, halacha Yud Beis, 27. Mishachar beis hamikdash tiktu chachamim shalom baos ador she'ein bonim la'olam binyan mesuyar umuchuyar kibinyan hamalachim. People should not build homes that are palatial, like I'm not making a comment about present practice, I'm just telling what the Rambam said. She'ein bonim la'olam binyan mesuyar umuchuyar kibinyan hamalachim elatach beis obetit v'sad v'sid you plaster everything mishayar makam amal amal kenegar apesu below sid. But he does add, this is important also, you buy a house that's already been painted over and so on and so forth, you're not mechuyev to take off all the plaster and expose the sheetrock. As you told when you're building a house, you already bought it, that's how it is, so leave it alone. Okay, that's what the Rambam fills in. I don't know. It is, I think, but I don't know why. I didn't really see that in the sources. Whether Eretz Yisrael the din is different, doesn't seem to be. I think I'll feed in it the same. You look at the Shulchan Aruch in the Tav Kuf Samech, toward the end of the Tish B'Av. Sifala again, almost verbatim of the Rambam. Bishachar Beis Hamikdash Tiktov Chacham etc. You leave it alone, but if you buy it, it's okay. And the Mishabur explains in Sifkot and Aleph, 29. Shekol Dvar Simcha. Whenever there's something a simcha, like building a house, a big simcha, so you're supposed to temper it with a remembrance of Zechel Churban based on that pasuk. Al Es Yushalayim, Al Rosh Simcha Si. At the height of my simcha, that's what the simple reading of the pasuk means, right? Al Es Yushalayim, Al Rosh Simcha Si. At the height of my simcha, I'm going to do something to remember the Beis Hamikdash. Now, it's interesting because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam there in Perakei Aleph Yud Beis in 27, the Shulchan Aruch and the Arachayim Tavkuf Samach Zibalov in 28, both said the two things. Don't build these palatial estates and leave a place unplaced. So does that mean, well, you could build it as long as you leave? In other words, the two things go together. It's okay to build it as long as you leave something, or are they separate? So it's interesting. First, the Mishnah Berurah there says, continuing the Sukkot and Olive, Mesudah Mechuyar, Hey Mine Tzior, that's still part of Sukkot and Olive, the introduction is still Sukkot and Olive, Hey Mine Tzior, Ve'ev Shalom, Shadarach Olam, Shatochem B'tid, V'achark, Asor M'sid, V'amlochen also, Akol B'sid, L'fiz Afil B'sid, L'vado Asor, U'midikomar, She'ein Bonal Olam, Binyan Mashra, V'afilu Ayde Shira, Amal Ama Asor B'zeh. He says, it sounds like it's, you can't say, well, I'll build this beautiful palace, I'll leave a part. No, he says, but on the other hand, we never have a tikkosh haramah. If you build a big house, you leave over the shir amabama, it is a minik. So that I think is the more widespread minik. Okay, the interesting thing is, is it dafka to leave something unplastered? Is that what the issue is? The Primogodim in the Mishpat Zov there in Sukkot Nalav quotes in 30, the practice that people didn't leave it undone. They painted it black or they, the second line, I know the rabbi says, Yir Osan HaMashchirin, they would paint it some kind of darker color. Umetzairin Tzidkiyo HaMelech. Okay, I don't know, a picture, they would write Tzidkiyo HaMelech, was the last of the kings and so on, I don't know. Umay said the Tufnun, I don't know what that is. I looked at a few Otsarash Tevas. I even looked in the Sifta Gemara, the new editions of Shulchan Aruch, which trying to open up all the Rashi Tevas, and they didn't know what this was. Okay, the few ideas, I don't know.
Which one?
Tufnun. Umay said the Tufnun, I don't know what Umay says. Someone suggested that story in Gittin about the Tufnun is 450, about the kids who were taken, they jumped off the ship there. Remember, so, I don't know, whatever it is. Afo pishes zikaron gadol amaisa churban mikomokum tziru huva asad. This is a chakira. Is it din taka to leave? Is it din to remember the mikdash? Is that the point? So then there can be other things besides leaving an area unplastered, right? You could write and put up a poster that says Yimishkachech Yerushalayim, right? Is that the issue? That's one way to look at it. It's legitimate, right? The main thing is to remember Zikaron Gadol Ma'aseh Churban. On the other hand, no, maybe the idea is dafka that something should be missing. You should show it's incomplete. There's two ways to look at it, okay? He prefers, the second way, okay, that it should be amal. Then he discusses how far, and where near the door, opposite the door, against the door, and so on. But it's just an important point as to these two different ways. The Shari Tshuva, the next verse in 31, and Sifkat and Aleph, there in Tafkuf Samach, discusses this also. He also discusses, and it's in question, is this din just by the front door, or is it in every room? But cheder, because cheder doesn't mean the whole house. In every room, he quotes from Yaakov Emden. Some says one time for the whole house. He has many rooms. Okay, and others say no, not so pasha. Maybe you should do it in every room. Some kind of zecher lechorban. He said the meaning is to be makel on that. But anyway, that's what he discussed. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, because it discusses what the word cheder means. Does it mean the whole house? The different places mean different things. Okay. Anyway, the Levush, we move down to 32 now. It's in the Tafkuf Samach, same sin in Sif Alev. Mishachar Rabbayis, Tiknu Chachamim Zal, the Gemara Baba Basra, Shemachol Dover Sheish Posim, Yabo Zeche Lechuban Rabbayis. Nas Mechua Kod, Yixim, Yashkachay Shalom, Tziach Mini, Yilal, Yishlam, etc. Alkei Nomru, Lo Yisayid Adam Kol Beis of Yisid, Al Asad Adam Beis of Yisid, Umaniach Bo Amal Amal Belosi. And Kenegat, a Pesach, everything we said. Okay, but he also mentioned on the fourth line, which is on the Rambam already, Adon Lokeh, Bayam, Bayis, Bayis, to buy a house from somebody else, it was already finished already, ain't mechayv enough, you don't have to scrape it off. Okay? He says, but by his time already, the Levush, that's pretty early, you know, apparently not everybody, a lot of people weren't machmed on this, even though it's in the Gemara, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Menira Li, 4 lines to the bottom, ma'ashenogim achshav abonim batim, misayim asosh, misayim mechayv kulo. Okay? He said, the fact that so many people build a house, and they do plaster the whole thing, but v'acharkach mashchirin amal amal, they darken, like we said before. The shichur, can I get a pesach? Lo yafei mosin. I don't think it's right. The practice apparently already in his time. But he says ki adarab, shichur ze'en meganes abinyan. That doesn't make it look ugly. It makes it in some ways seem nicer. It looks like decorative. Depends how you do it, I suppose. And chazal amr sharbo amal amal. Klomer shemanichu kach mekulko. Look at the last line, that's the key. The way Levush understands this takana is that the house should look incomplete. Not that you should remember the mikdash. It looks incomplete. That's how you know, that's how you think about the mikdash. Right. There's something missing. Right, something absent. Right. Kedei leganos habinyan, velish bar libo. You don't build it when the big mikdash is not there. You can't build a perfect house. Shemitoch kach, that'll help you. Yizkar churban. Don't remember the Beis HaMikdash because you put up a beautiful poster that said, a beautiful painting, you know, of the Kos HaMoravi or something. That's what Levush says. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, again, by his time also, well, the Chorim was struggling because people didn't always follow this dinner, still don't. Mishnah Berurah, the answer to Cotton Bay's right. This should not be a plaster just with sheetrock or whatever. Okay, the only thing is, he discusses, Hine bizmanenu, the second line of 33, towards the end. Hine bizmanenu, again, I'm sure we're writing 100 years ago, lo nagu l'shayer. The meaning is not to do it. Efshem mishum desochal ayesh makilin. Because some say in the previous line, the yesh makilin, that we don't use the same type of plaster as they did. The gzera was that type of plaster. We have it mixed with sand and all those other particles and who knows what. The Mishnah Berurah said that's not what the gzera was. But he said, akaponim tamua. It's still surprising because so it whitens the house, makes it look beautiful. But maybe it's only Dafka Minisid Hanikra Gufsh. I don't know if that's some Polish word or whatever. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, you love on Beyoser, it's excessively pure white and so on. That's what we don't do. But our sin is not that. But he says, nonetheless, the Mishnah writes with Tzorach Ian Amman Nogan Heter. And why people are not careful about it? That's a little bit Tzorach Ian. What are you saying? So anyway, right. It's different. It's not even the same material. Right. That Mishnah is the question. Yeah. I don't know what they.
How many people
built houses to begin with? Or built any houses, yeah. Right. I don't know. But it's an interesting, it's important that Mr. Boris finds it's a little bit of a problem. Okay. He does mention, okay, at the end of Sukkot and Gimel, that there are some people, and he doesn't dismiss it, the Yesh Mekomos at the end of Gimel, They put up a thing that says Zechel Korban, Korban, or also big day Rikma Saviv Kolaksom. He says if you put up a curtain work and leave a place uncovered, it's also okay. Embroidery, it's different things you can possibly do. But again, that's what he thinks. Well, that's the Shlah. Okay, and the next the Shlah in he calls himself a Tainus. Parak Ner Mitzvos Yud Beis 34. La'olam Tzarich Lizkor B'Churban, Laso Zecher, and so on. And he quotes the Gemara Baba Basra, and he says that this minig that they put something black and over and they write on Zecher Churban, he thinks it's a joke. Who's Chokvi Hitul Ben? I think it's silly. That's not the other Rabbi Zenoi. La'oreis Var Hashem Ayishanim Di Rabbi Seinu. You want to be Yerei Shemaim? Don't veer from what the Chacham told us and leave an Amma. Which is not Mitzuyad.
So, veil us, put a little ribbon.
They cut the head. I don't want to tear the jacket. Right, they cut it. Right, so you have to understand what the spirit of the din was. The Chai Adam also in Kal Kuf Lamed Zayin Tifala from Shechar Beis Hamikdash. They made this takona not to recede again. He said the same thing, but again, all the Achronim are noticing what we do that people didn't follow it. He also says, you know, they write this thing, but it doesn't help. It's also tiyur, right? Even if you write Zechel Achorban. Lo Mahani, the Shar Tzion in Oschess of Sivan Tav Kav Sama quotes this Chai Adam. He said, he doesn't think it's right. On the other hand, he does mention, in 36 the end, we call Malkam near the Ein Limchos B'Adam Akilin. Don't make a big fuss about it, because the Eliyahu Rabbah and other people do bring it. So I would just say,
not to mention that they're not going to change anyway.
Right. But I thought that today, anyway, you put everything together. And, you know, we don't have that kind of plister. And anyway, a lot of times you're not building your own house and so on and so forth, you know. So if you do something else, you put up a poster or something else, you can put it together, it could be good. Yoruch HaShulchan, he always tried to defend the practice. Yoruch HaShulchan lived in Nevaradok, and he was a shul rav, a community rav. So he always tried to defend the people doing he could. And therefore, he says in this same siman, Tovkuf Samach and Tziv Dalad, Lefi Ze Yeshal Lelamid Chus Arov Yisrael She'ein Nizhar Nata B'Din Ze. Okay, L'Shar Amal Amal and so on. Because now it's not the same type of Sid, and it's over the Chazal said. And he mentions also the way that's presented in the Rif and the Rambam that there's only this type of Sid. So again, he justifies the practice. Okay, and in in the Tshuva Sirigur Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simon Peivov, he does the 38. He justifies even more. He justifies even more, and he says that Mashanag Waharbe Baumashit or I'm sorry, Baamash Nikol Hashem Lusod Shirak Mashkirin B'Tzeva Shachim Yotzim B'Zeh. And anyway, he discussed this. He wrote this to the Shraga Ruben Halberstam, or of course the Mishnah Adam Mishinov. So he says Shinov Rav. So he said that there's Yeshal Milismauch, and he says. After all, if you look in the second line, the second paragraph, Harbe Chasidim Anshei Maisa Nagu came to do that kula, and we have to find a limud chus about it. And so he also has a limud chus that it was only if you use that type of sid, and if you only use the whole sid in the whole house, and today people paint and do different things. So he also has this kind of heter. So I don't want to read all of it. Anyway, that's the most also. He doesn't say that it's unpainted, no. But to put something, okay, at the end, look at the next page, the end of the whole tshuva. I printed the whole tshuva, but I mean, he quotes some of the sources we already quoted. But I and the earlier rabbis who got us a kosher the Rav Rusha Shalah, the Asi Bashkar's Amit said, Anima Tosi Bar Guda, the Guda's in Arishom, Sof Tainis Yanich Volo Tzir Sid Omar Shachar. The Guda also allowed it with some type of a darkened thing. And again, I think that, look, if someone asked me today if they're building a new house, they talk, I should leave an area undone. I don't have any question about it. Again, the whole thing doesn't apply if you bought a house that was already done, and if you're just repainting it, that's not what it means. It's not a matter of leaving it unpainted. It's like unfinished. Okay, it's not a matter that I think that this should look different than everything else. If you're building it from scratch, you leave a part undone. If you're building a new house, I would tell people that's what they have to do. On the other hand, for us, not building a house, to put some time, I would say to have something there that's Zechel Chuban.
The question is when you're choosing the size you have to start with.
That's a different time, yeah. Now, the other issue, all right, that's another issue. So that's that there about the Sid, the plaster. The other thing that Gemara mentioned, which also is a little hard to understand about not having leaving out some food. You know, you're preparing a delicious banquet, and you leave some of it, you have some courses missing. So the Rambam brings that halacha, Tanis Parak Elach Yud Gimel. V'chein iskinu sha'orech shulchan lasu sudal orchim mechasim ben ma'at. Meniach makom poni below kara min ha'kara sudal solishon. You don't set a full setting, or you leave out some of the setting or something. And similarly, she'ishos the tachshit ha'kesev azov, woman wears silver and gold jewelry, she leaves something out. All of this is under Yimeshkachet Yerushalayim, etc. So the Rambam does bring that as well. So does the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Tavkuv Samach of Aruch Haim, same Simon. In Tiv Beis, Chayn Iskinu, She'orech Shulchan, Lasa Sud Aruch, you leave something out. I'm not exactly sure what it means to leave out. You leave a plate not set, so I don't think someone's sitting there. I mean, I'm not sure. I have to tell you, I'm also the most emotional experience, one of the most emotional non-Jewish moments, or not exclusively Jewish moments, I experienced at a wedding. A niece of mine married a fellow who was a Baal Tshuva who had served in the United States Marines. And it was, I think it's what it meant. Anyway, so the Marines have a practice that when someone gets married, a veteran gets married, so they set a table, a small table, but nobody sits there. It looks like a regular table 22 or whatever number it is, and they have settings there, but this is for the comrades who fell, passed away. And they, at one point during the dinner, later on, you know, towards the end, after the dancing, whatever, they made an announcement that they shine the light on that table, and I said, that's in memory of the his friends who fell in the battle. I was, I think it was a dry in the house. It was quite a moving moment. These are the friends he couldn't invite. That's the idea. But anyway, so the Chazal had something. It's hard to understand exactly what it means. Okay, but Nishabur discussed in the cotton, hey, what about a Suda Smitzah like a Bris Milah or a Chasana? He quotes a Morak Tzia, that's to be accurate, on Suda Shabbos and Yontov, we don't do it. Okay? I'm not sure what it means because the Rambam mentioned not setting all the plates. The Nishabur mentions, Mechasim and Ma'at, also two things. Klomar She'ein Nosen Kol Tavshilim. I don't know what, you only have 10 dishes instead of 11? I don't know. They don't serve, right, exactly. You serve Kishka, but only one type of Kishka. I'm not sure, you know, exactly how to do it. And you leave a place open again. It's a little hard to figure out. Right. So that's the question. Again, it has to be noticeable. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. I just don't know practically how you would do it. And
you don't serve grain with gefilte fish.
Okay, right. Leave something out. I don't like grain anyway, so I can't eat fish.
If you have a pan and everybody
had a standard practice, you leave something out. Okay, maybe. Okay. And the same thing, woman has lots of jewelry. Don't put them all on at once. You know, we'll leave one bracelet off or one earring. Well, not one earring, one necklace. That would stand out if left off an earring. The Chai Adam writes, and the Bir Halacha quotes in Sif Beis Tukas 42 and 43. Chai Adam writes, etc., etc. And he writes again on the second line, it's in parentheses, but the Mishnah quotes it. Ritzarech Ian Shekoza Einogin Klau. This nobody does. I mean, this business of leaving food, and that is just, it's not done. And he says, sir, I don't know why not. The Bir Halacha says, it's not, but the practice in Klal Yisrael is this, these particular takonos, we don't do. The Aruch HaShulchan, again, struggle. Huh? Yeah, I'll get to that. That's how to come back. I'll get to that point. Okay, well, since you mentioned, you also mentioned about putting Lokeach Ephraim Makkah. That's how to come back. I don't think it was so popular until relatively recently, again, putting the Asher out of the chosen. I'll get that in a second. Well, I think now it's extremely, it's almost de rigueur now. I'm not sure. I was trying to remember. I can't remember. I asked my wife if she remembers by my wedding. Did we do it? I'm not positive. Did it? I think we also did it. Did it? The rub was very Makkah. Yeah.
Those days people smoked over ashtrays.
Oh,
right before we went.
He took some ashes.
He took the ashtray
out,
picked up my hat. Oh, God.
Yeah. Right.
That was sweating. That was barely noticeable.
You have to ask. I'm pretty sure I also did it, and I'm pretty sure we did it. I remember also a chasen once around. Lichtenstein was also very Makkah on it. The chasen was here in Romishul, and there were no ashes because no more ashtrays today. And they held up the chuppah, telling that somebody had to go. I had to back him and burn something in the kitchen to make
it
to
an issue.
So they had, well, I don't know exactly. I guess they, I don't know what the deal was. But that's had a comeback. That practice had a comeback. Also, so if I'm saying the Chayon already writes, and the Mishabur writes, so that's 100 years ago, he writes, Sarach Ian, Shekol Zeh, So that taka has had a minute. Before we get to the ashes, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Tivav in 44, he says, look at the second line. Ein anu yodim mizeh, v'kosher hatzira. I'm not exactly sure. What did you do? He writes, I feel more comfortable. I don't fully understand how they did it, because Aruch HaShulchan writes, ein anu yodim mizeh. We don't follow this practice with the food or with the place. V'kosher hatzira lefoneinu. Mao amakom porin, you leave your place open. What does that mean? They'll just think that not many people come for lunch. I don't know how you do it, he said. And same thing, the woman puts on gold and silver, leaves one out. I know what anyway. So that's basically the thing. For yourself, I hear. That can make a difference. Enacharami.
When she was in the table, she had 12. After she had 12.
Right.
Sure, there's a rule.
Yeah, rule. How many forks? So you leave one out. I guess that's what it is. I guess. Yep. That's interesting. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Prisha says, and I found this in 45. He says, you don't put the tablecloth all the way over so it stands out. You don't cover it. That's what he suggests. I don't know. Okay. But what's interesting is that there is. The Aruch HaShulchan, we go back to 44, okay, about the ashes. He says that Slaino on the fourth line, Haminag b'mkom efer makla, instead of the ashes, lishbor kos takev sasa chupa. Break the glass, that everybody does, right? That we all know about. You break. So the Aruch HaShulchan, right, that's in place of. And by us, we do, but I'm saying it's only his time. That's only 100 years ago. He writes, b'mkom efer makla, lishbor kos b'sasa chupa. Okay? So that's we'll get to that in a second. So you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, the laws of the wedding, Hilchos Kedushin, Simon Samach Hay, Siv Gimel. Sarach, it says, Sarach Lasos Efer Barosh Achosim, the Mkoma Nafas Chilin Good, Zecha Vishashan, the Tzviv Lasum of the Tzion Peretach Efer, that person we saw also already. Ez Rama, the Yesh Mekomo, Shenogu, the Shaber Kosacher Sheva Brochas, the Zewa Minig Nogu, the Elo, Shachosin, Shavakli, 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 They talk to use the glass that we use for the Birchus Erisin. We don't do that. We have Kol Mokom Lefim and Hogo. So Ramoah quotes it as a yay. At some place they break a glass after the Shabbat Brachos. Now that's the rigor. Everybody does that. Aruch HaShulchan there. I get the more saying. Aruch HaShulchan says in Sim Samach Hey Siv Hey. He says because why? Why do we do this? Because when it says Siv Tidbak Lusham Lachiki Mos Kveichim Laalish Shamosim Chosi Zikaron Who Ma'is Said Before All This Zikaron Not just to remember mentally but to do something. And so on, and you put it by the Mokum Tulin. And here he writes, even though the other source in Aruch Chaim in 44, he said the meaning is to break the glass in place. Here he says, on the third line of 47, in Erev Evan Ezer, and then you wipe, knock it off, not with the switches on your head, but you knock it off. Some type of a different type of crown and so on. And yet he says, Yesh Mekom Shonga Lishbar Kos, Achashev Baruch Zel Minik Shonog Minus Elu, Shachoshen Shover Kli, and so on. As far as when to put the Yesh on the Choshen, that's some people do right before you walk down. Right before the Choshen walk down. The Soloveitchik, the way I heard it anyway, he said that you should do it under the Chuppah because you're not really a Choshen yet, technically speaking, until you walk. Okay, different than Hogan. Yeah, there were, I think Rashach was like that. Okay, Unahara and Ahara Pasha, different ways to do it. Okay, now it's interesting because the another practice that's relevant. Well, the Mechaber Paskin is back in Aruch Chaim. It's in Tzavkuf Samasiv Beis. Hagav Yesh Mekom Shenogu Lishbor Kos B'Shas HaChupa and so on. And based on Emesh Kachek Yushalayim, and the Taz there says to Cotton Dollar Bro Easy B'Tzas Kehilos. Shashamash Omer Apostle Gazer, Bachos Omer Achor Mila Bemila Benachonu. That they actually say it. It's become the meaning now to sing it in many places. That is also, that they did not do it my way. That's right for sure. I can't remember the ashes, I assume I did. But there was no Imash Bechet Rishon. That is a relatively meaning. And I think in researching it just very casually, I think the singing Imash Bechet under the Chuppah started with the Datilu Mi community in Eretz Yisrael, and it spread to the YU community, and from there now in many yeshivas, and the Chassidim still don't do it, okay? The Yekis sing the Shir HaMalos, but that's something, yeah, that they always do. I don't think it's totally different, yeah. That I remember even, I happen to know the Shir HaMalos, I sometimes used to daven, when I first got married, my wife, was not Yekis at all, they lived in the Washington Heights, so I sometimes go to Breuer's, I sometimes go to every time I was there, I would go, they daven mincha late, so I would daven mincha earlier, but then I would go hear Rav Schwab, spoke for 20 minutes, exactly 20 minutes, before Ma'ariv, and it was the darshan b'chesed al yom, another thing that I used to love, you get great rushes, and then it would daven Ma'ariv, and the choir would sing that Shira Malka, very, very beautiful. I was once at a chas in Brooklyn, and it was a terrible traffic, whatever ended up happening, so someone on one side was the Yekis. The person who was supposed to sing it was not there, and they were wanted. So Rav Belsky's Taradas was the Masada Kedushin. Well, he and the Chassidish Maitre D, charge the operation, the two of them sang it. They positively butchered it. And I so much wanted to go up and say, I know the tune, I'll do it. I didn't. I wasn't asked to, but it was killing me because it took such a beautiful thing. It was awful. The band guy wasn't there. It was all mess. Anyway, who knows? Yeah, right. Now you can get. Anyway, let me just sing it. The Dominican boys, they sing the very end. All right, we're going to break the glass. Oh,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
They break the glass. Everybody's smiling.
Oh, so since you mentioned, I'll mention that also. Very good. Hold the thought 1 second. Okay. 1 second. Yeah. By the way, if you just want to know, the Prima Godim in 50, okay, hours later, I'm not going to go into all that now. Prima Godim discusses, we talk with glass, it should be some earthenware, the minig is by the Tanayim. You have time, you break a plate. So the Mishabur writes, we'll skip the Prima Godim for now. The Mishabur writes, in some cotton tests, the Zui Gam Kena Tam, so it's really clear, it's not Tanayim. Same thing. It's also Zechel Horben. Okay? So Mishabur says the same thing. Breaking the plate by the minig now is the mothers do it, whoever breaks it, but that the Mishnah Berurah says it's the same din. The Prima Godim discusses why one is glass and one is earth, whatever, I don't want to talk about that now. I do want to mention this practice, it was just mentioned, it's very strange. We break the glass, everybody yells out Mazel Tov, right? If we break a glass, everyone screams Mazel Tov. So Rav Yosef, I once read somewhere, I don't know if it's in the Tshuva, but I read somewhere, he thought that's strange. So in some places, the practice developed, while they're singing Yimashkachechu Shalayim, the chosen breaks the glass. And so some people do that. So the truth of the matter is, I thought of that. I thought it made a lot of sense. And when my first child got married, I thought I was going to suggest to do that. But right before that, I read a very interesting Lomdisha thing of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, I saw his name, to defend the regular practice. Okay? But he said like this. No. He says, Imo Allah Shusham Arosh Simchasi. So before we have a simcha, we break the glass, right? But now that you broke the glass, now we move to that. In effect, that's a matir. The breaking of the glass, right? You break that. Now we can say Mazel Tov and sing because we did what we had to do. I thought personally it was a good shot. So therefore, I did not, I am my children's wedding. We left at the old meeting and they broke it at the end. Just a few other things. The Rizita mentioned that the Gemara talks about breaking the glass. The Gemara talks about it in a different context, sort of. The Gemara doesn't mention as Zeichel Chum. Is on Brachas Laman Rebbe is going over Laman Aleph on Al 52. The Gemara says there's once a story. Mar Brei Davina Oven Lula Brei Chazino Rabban and Avi Kabar Chituva. You know what happens sometimes? The wedding goes overboard. The Bachurim got a little too excited. Maybe drank too much, whatever it was, and he felt that it was getting out of hand. It was across the line over the holos. So I see Kasa the Mukri took some kind of a white Rashi, his white, they were an expensive vessel, and he smeared worth Abra Meizuzi, and he broke it, and that sobered everybody up right away. So that's really the Mukri and the Gemara, for breaking this. It wasn't exactly Zechel Korban. Indirectly it was. It tempered the Simcha a little bit. I remember when I got, my wife, as I mentioned, Nayek, she's a very, very stark Litvisher family, the father's side, textbook Litvak family. So one of our Sheva Brachas, I still remember, one of her cousins was speaking at the Sheva Brachas, and he referred to this Gemara, and he said a certain rub was there, and he decided he got to smash a glass. And so someone else said, must have been from our family. Having too much fun, no good, And I didn't get it at the time. I don't know what he meant, but okay, it worked. Anyway, but the truth is, Tosus, you're right, Tosus there in 54, and that Gemara Brachas, Laman Av Valav, I see Kasa, the Zugisa, Chiyurta, Kabarta White, Mikan Nogul, Shmer Zechukis, Benesuin. So he does link it up, even though that wasn't the original motivation. Tosus links it up. The Miri also, okay. But the Miri explains because the goal was not to have too much. Why it wasn't Stam as a Litvak Tefillah not to have too much Simcha? It was because, again, in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, we shouldn't let the Simchas go overboard. I just want to finish. Yeah, later Azimala. Yeah, right. We incomplete till Azimala. That's probably why Takedat was selected as the capital to say by Zechel Chorban Azimala later on. I just want to finish the interesting thing. The last few sources relate to that. We have this Zeichel Chorban, all these different practices. some of which fell out of use, some of which have recently perhaps had a comeback, and Poskim talk about as we saw. I just want to mention that we do have the source pasuk for all of this is Mishkachech Yerushalayim. That's what we saw, right? That's the source pasuk. It's interesting, there is a Gemara in Sukkah, okay, relating to Netilat Lulav. Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Perkov, Gimel, Yikra, Pasuk Mem, we all know the Pasuk, Lekachtem, Lechem, Lemarishon, you have to take the Arbaminim, the Esu, Lulav, Adasan, Rabbas, when? On the first day of Sukkot, by Omarishon. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, Smachtem, Lifnei Hashem, Elokeichem, Shivas Yomim. So the Sifra, the Torah's Kohanim there explained that in the rest of the world, everywhere in the world, you take only the first day, Midaraisa. But in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Lifnei Hashem, you take 7 days. But then, says the Medrash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that we should take the Lulav of all 7 days, Zecher LeMikdash. Right? And that's also Mishnah in Sukkah, Mem Aleph Mod Aleph, 58, where Shana Ha'a Lulav Nitol B'Mikdash Shiva U'Medina Yom Echad. Right, originally, that's the Din D'Oraisa. We Shachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskei Yochanan ben Zakkai, was the chief rabbi at the time, Shei Lulav Nitol B'Medina Shiva Zecher LeMikdash. It's okay. Ask the Gemara. 60. Minola and Davdin and Zechel Mikdash. Where do you find you have to make a Zechel Mikdash? Wait a minute, Rabbi Yochanan Zakk was Mitzakim. What's the basis? So Amar Yochanan, the Amar Krah, the Pasuk there, the Yemiyo, Perak Lamed, Pasuk Yizayin, 61. Ki Allah Ruch Alach, Umakasach, Perak Moshem, Ki Docha Karolach, Tzion hi, Doresh Ein Lo. Tzion, nobody is, nobody cares, nobody thinks about it. So the Gemara says at the end of the 58, so since, I'm sorry, the end of the 60, Doresh Ein Lo, Miklal, the boy Drisha. If the Navi laments the fact that nobody cares about Tzion, so we derive from there, you should care about it. That's the Mokkav of Zecha LeMikdash. So the Rav wondered 1 second, but the Gemara Baba Basra had a Pasuk Meshkachei to Yerushalayim. What's wrong with that Pasuk? What are you two different Pasukim? The Rav said, no, because they're two different Dinim. They're two different Dinim. One, like over here, is a Zecha LeMikdash where the goal is to replicate what was done in the Mikdash. That's from Tzion Yidar Shela.
Remember how to do it.
That's right. Whatever the reason will be, but to do dafka what they did. Masheno came in the Gemara Baba Basra, that's to show the absence. In other words, we're not trying to replicate anything. We're trying to show opposite. We're trying to deprive ourselves in some way. So that's what the Rebbe said. There's two different things. We might call them. One is Zecher LeChorban. One is Zecher LeMikdash. You know, Zecher LeMikdash is like, look, or for example, the Seder. And then we eat the Korah. Zecher LeMikdash Kehillo. Kein Oye Hillose. This man should be Mikdash Erkayim. We try and do what he did. Right? That's Zecher LeMikdash. We talked about tonight more Zecher LeChorban. That's what the Rebbe suggests. What are two different psukim? One to tell us Yimashkachei not to forget to deprive ourselves in some way, and the other is to replicate what did in the Beis HaMikdash. Bottom line, Shulchan Aruch states as a halacha. Again, remember Shulchan Aruch, the Book of Laws. It does say in Siman Tov Kuf Nundalat Tiv Chavav Cholam Isabel Yerushalayim Zoche Verov Simchaso. Anyone who mourns Yerushalayim will merit to see its happiness. Should happen every Amenu. Okay, good to Ruach, everybody.